Chapter 3. Like Punting into the Wind. There is a vast difference between wanting a life of more significance and actually pursuing it. As I described in Chapter 1, it took more courage than I expected to get past the romantic notion of, wouldn't it be nice if my life had more meaning? With all the noble feelings that go with it, to actually drawing the line in the sand, intentionally redefining success and pursuing significance. It dawned on me, however, that I was trying to swim upstream. Or perhaps a better metaphor would be walking up a down escalator. In our halftime language, it was like punting the football directly into a fiercely gusting wind, with all the uncertainties of where the wind might take the ball. Our culture is just such a strong wind, shouting at us what values it considers worthwhile, values that we all too easily allow to become our own internal motivators, money, fame, and power. I wouldn't have thought those motivators had much pull on my heart, at least not the fame and power. But in Matthew 4, we find that Satan used these three temptations to try to entice Jesus to abandon God's plan for the last part of his life. If those were significant temptations for him, it makes sense that we ought to explore them as motivators that could stand in our way of redefining success and pursuing significance. After all, once you decide to pursue significance, who knows where it could lead? You could end up giving 10 hours a week in prison ministry, scaling back your 50-hour week at the office to 40. As a result, you might not get the VP role in that new division. You could end up as a missionary in Africa or Macedonia. God won't call most of us to Africa or Macedonia, but who can say what God has in mind for you? Once the ball leaves your foot, there's no telling where the wind might take it. Will it sail far downfield? Or will the wind take it off to one side and out of bounds? Once you begin to turn your sights towards significance, there is no telling what the implications may be. What are the out-of-bounds that we fear, and what can we do about them? There are at least 5 risks that many of us encounter. The good news is that the halftime journey is all about turning.